living fossils. Amphibian fossil. Today, we have a 290-million-year-old amphibian fossil with us. This fossil belongs to the Permian period, and it was discovered in Germany. Today, 6,022 different amphibian species exist in the world. Amphibians, as a species, are constantly presented by evolutionists as a transitional fossil. However, the facts show us to the contrary. The word amphibian comes from the Greek word amphibios, meaning to live a double life. The reason they are called amphibians is that they spend some part of their lives in the water and some part of it on land. This is also the reason why evolutionists consider these animals as transitional life forms, which is not true. There is an important fact we should not forget. Humanity has been in existence in this world for only a few hundred thousand years, whereas other life forms, especially bacteria, have been in existence for billions of years. Appearing much later on the scene in the life stages, humanity classifies life forms by analyzing paleontological records. These life forms are categorized as aquatic creatures, terrestrial creatures, and flyers, birds. Just because the scientists name certain things as transitional life forms, it does not mean that they are, in fact, transitional life forms, meaning they never went through any process of change or evolution. Although the evolutionists claim it, there was no evolutionary process. This is merely a classification system introduced by a group of scientists. Indeed, when we look into the amphibians, we see that they have been in existence for 290 million years, in other words, since the era of the dinosaurs, and that no amphibian species has undergone any change or evolution. This is quite evident because when amphibian fossils are examined, we do not see any changes between millions of years old fossils and their current forms. We can only learn about life in the past by analyzing fossil records. Therefore, when we compare the past to today, by no means do we observe one life form evolving into another life form. In other words, we never observe a fish evolving into a land animal. We see that amphibians are created by God as amphibians. That is to say, God created them in a way that they are capable of living both in the water and on land throughout their lives, starting from their embryonic stages and into their adulthood. This attribute is unique to amphibians. For example, a life form can both fly and live on land, while another life form lives deep underwater. As another example, cicadas spend 17 years underground, and only once in their lifetimes do they come up to the surface. But they both spend their incubation period underground and possess the ability to fly. Does this mean that we should regard them as transitional life forms between worms and birds? Of course not. We cannot make such a claim. Life forms already exist in their current forms, in their perfect and complete forms, which God created them, with attributes that are unique to them, and they continue their lives without evolving into another species. Never pay heed to the claims of evolutionists when they declare an animal to be a transitional life form solely based on its similarities with other life forms and present this as if it is scientific evidence.